Can I have a short sword?
No.
Why?
Because you haven't found one.
So you're saying there's a room filled with long swords?
No, well, you fought four skeletons who are holding long swords.
If only there was some kind of audio record of what happened on our previous episode.
Even if it were true, I'm mad at Tim, so I'm not going to reward him.
You never told me not to have... How do I know this burlap sack isn't made out of woven together ox hide?
You asked me if I wanted any equipment before our quest, and I said no, but I need material components for all my spells, so I had Morton Kymon's faithful watchdog cast.
No!
Greetings, adventurers. I am your dungeon master, Michael Tomorrow, and with me is Tom the Dragonborn, or Mike Bachman.
Is that a lightning storm? No, it's just me breathing normally.
Also joining us, Junpei Iori, or Steven Strom.
Who's your senpai?
And Jennifer Cheek, or Aludra the Dwarf.
I think I'm still a bear from last week.
Aludra the Bear. And finally, Tim Lanning, or Tum Tum Darkblades.
Is that a shuriken in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
Oh, no.
Oh. So it took three episodes to jump the shark and to be completely self-referential. Is that a zombie Hulk I see?
Hey, guys, can you all roll a d20 for me?
Sure.
You bet I can.
I'll roll for you, Strong.
I literally cannot.
Wowie! I don't know.
You know what? We should add our charisma to this, technically, if you think about it.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right, what do you guys got?
I got a 19.
A 9.
Got a 3.
All right, Strong got an 11. That means Jennifer Cheek gets to tell everybody what happened last week.
Oh, no, I don't even remember.
The funny thing is, Jennifer didn't realize what we're rolling for until the very end of your sentence.
And then you're like, I was like, oh no, I have to.
It was a great front row to see it dawn on her in the horror.
I get really anxious sometimes. Well, last week we fought some skeleton man.
No, we didn't.
No, we fought. Oh no, the Frankenstein man. He was really powerful, and we were having a really hard time. We finally killed him, and then we ran outside because we couldn't fight all the Frankenstein mans we found at the bottom of the stairs.
The funny thing is, that was an hour and a half podcast adventure.
And you basically never left the same room you started in.
We only had one battle.
Yeah. We looked around for potatoes in a kitchen, I think, for a little while. Mm-hmm. And then we went outside to an outhouse.
Yeah,
well, naturally, you wake up in a strange place tied to a slab of stone. The first thing on your mind is going to be, where can I get some taters?
I need some home fries, stat.
So we left whatever building we were in. We snuck outside, jumped over the outhouse, and now we're in the woods. And we see what is called the Holdfast by our disembodied voice that is telling us what to do.
Let's not forget the strange goings-on and procedures that were done to you while you were unconscious.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Something stuck in her brain. Ear.
Junpei, what do you have in your bag?
We killed the zombie Hulk and took some weird steampunk cybernetic shit out of his head, and I put it into a bag, and now we're carrying it with us.
And we have little holes behind our ears or something. We have something input into our heads. We don't know what it is.
So you guys have cleared the wall.
Remember when all of us did backflips, including Elijah the bear?
Man.
Really barreling through.
So anyway, you've cleared the fence. You're on the other side. There is a very dense wood around you. You can kind of see off in the distance where you could probably hook up with a path that was leading outside of the Holdfast that you were in.
Guys, I know that all of us are kind of in some rough situations. I know that both Tom and Tom, myself, aka Darkblade, took some savage beatings by our good friend, the fifth member of our Stone Slab crew. Do you think we should set up watch and try to, you know, maybe rest a little bit, as it's still extremely weirdly magically dark outside? Or
okay,
well,
so you're gonna do it like sitting right next to the fence?
Okay, let's move a bit away from the fence. I heard a voice.
Maybe we should hide just inside the wood.
Yeah, wherever it feels the safest that we can see. Jennifer, can you make a nature check and see which is the most nature-y? Eludra, your dreads and your weird I don't know,
I have a lot of dreads. So I rolled an 18 for nature check.
Okay.
Let's call that a camping check. How good is she at camping?
I don't think that's a thing.
So I guess you move away, and I guess maybe I'll say, since you rolled so well, you covered your tracks. I guess you hunker down. You don't really have anything to keep you warm, and it's a little bit chilly.
Oh, right. Now we know.
We have to huddle together for warmth.
I mean, I think there was a cloak, but Tom ripped off the bottom of it and just used it as a headband.
If only I was a fire-breathing dragon. Lightning-breathing dragon.
Well, it would be suicide to make a fire.
This is a good point.
So how about this? Junpei, I know that you've expended some great magic, and I'm extremely thankful.
Yeah.
But could you take the first and perhaps even extended watch, since, one, Tom and I got hurt. Two, Eludra's a bear and looks warm as crap.
I'm so full of blubber or just fat?
I don't know how bears.
You are fuzzy and warm. I will admit
that.
Do
bears have special fat?
Okay. I think I can do that because my character is also, because of his class, has a resistance to the elements and has extra endurance to constitution. Endurance. So he is pretty good at staying warm in the night and all that stuff.
Okay. Excellent. Great. So we hunker down. I mean, I'm getting all up on this bear. I'm having weird feelings.
You know that inside the bear is a sexy lady dwarf. Makes you feel all tingly.
Wait, can we make it a thing where you're only attracted to Eludra when she's a bear?
Oh, also another like side note is that my bear is not a giant bear. I'm only the same size as I was, but I'm still a bear.
Yeah, you're like a bear cub.
No, I think that's actually true.
Yeah, because like you don't want to be able to shrink into an ant to like run away.
Oh, okay.
So whenever she turns into an animal,
I'm just like my
she's
same
roughly
size.
The same size.
Yeah, so I'm still a bear. I'm very warm.
I bet. Wait, are dragonborn? How's their blood work? They're cold blooded.
Oh,
but
yeah.
That means...
Are you going to die in the night?
Oh, jeez, you're going to die in the night.
No.
Yeah. Okay, so we all go to sleep, except for Junpei, who is on watch.
Okay, just as you're falling asleep, three hulking zombies come crashing into the camps. I'm just...
Damn it!
I'm just kidding, you guys.
Oh,
thank you. I'm just kidding.
So mean.
Thanks.
It's four zombies.
You fools.
So, Junpei, about an hour after everyone conks out, you notice the sky starts lightening up. It looks like dawn is coming. And I think it's about 6 hours for a full night's rest, right? Is that
I've heard like four, but...
It's four for like elves and shit, because they have to only meditate.
What's happening? What's going on?
Yeah, if you started to say words and then we completely ignored you.
So nothing really eventful happens. I mean, you definitely hear like some woodland creatures and stuff like that. But everyone probably sleeps till around noon. You guys have all your healing surges back and daily abilities and all that good stuff.
Hooray.
Do we hypothetically switch out watch so that Strom gets stuff? Or
yeah, well, you said that he should take an extended one, so...
No. Okay. Sorry, Junpei. I know... Magic can be very draining on your, I guess, psyche, but you did a great thing today. Even though you look scary, I don't know, but thank you very much.
Yeah, now that I see you in the light, you do look like a terrifying goblin man.
All right, so what are you guys going to do now?
I say we should storm back into that castle and figure out what's going on, or we should scout out the entrance to the castle anyway and consider going back in.
Well, we're still naked.
We're not naked.
Roughly. I'm wearing a sheet. A sheet that offers little to no protection. We should probably try and find a town or something where we can maybe get our bearings and try and like stock up on some things.
It is like an illusion joke.
Yeah.
I think we need to go to that holdfast, but we probably should be stealthy about it.
Here's the thing. If we're gonna turn around and we're gonna go march back into this, I don't want anybody to what's the word for fuck in common? Is it just fuck?
It's just fuck.
Okay,
it's only with a K though, no C.
Okay, yeah. I don't want any fucking around. We need to just go in there and completely decimate whoever did this to us and find out what happened.
All right, I will take the very front and I will be stealthy, even though it's light out. So
you're gonna scout ahead.
Yes.
Yes. Also, do you have good perception?
I don't have great perception.
Okay.
But
how about I do a perception check before we bust up over this fence?
You went off into the woods.
Uh huh.
Far enough away that you wouldn't get discovered. So now you're coming back.
Yeah, we're super close to the fence.
We're like to the edge of the woods, like just in cover, but we can pass.
So like if there is like a guard in the open area before the fence, he wouldn't see us, but
we can kind of creep and see what's going on.
I'm just trying to protect my bets.
Well, I'm gonna need to you to all make like a stealth roll.
All of us?
Yeah.
Okay. I got a 7.
15.
15.
Okay, and Junpei got a 19.
Plus
oh,
one.
Nice.
Plus one, yeah, just so you know.
Good job.
Okay. So, Aludra, go ahead and make a perception check.
All right. Oh, wowie. 29.
Yeah. Okay, that's pretty good.
There's only one way it could be better.
And one more point. That's how.
So it seems like there's a lot more activity than... there was last night when you guys busted out.
Like, I think daytime.
I think you're getting the sense that not only is it daytime, but there was an escape and people got killed and stuff. There's definitely two zombie hulks making rounds around the sort of marching around the inside of the walls.
Are they together?
Yeah.
Okay, so we could potentially wait for them to pass before we hopped the fence at this point?
No, you're still outside the fence.
Okay. So we could definitely wait for them to pass before hopping the fence if they're making rounds around the whole grounds.
Right. All of us agree we're trying to sneak back in and avoid the zombie hulks.
Also, we're being super sneaky because...
Or whatever. If we're running quickly or... This is up to the DM, I think. I don't know what's happening. I'm very scared.
So wait, what? What are you doing?
We want to get back inside
right.
the holdfast without being seen.
Right.
What do we have to do to accomplish this?
So, I mean, you can wait until they get far enough away.
Yeah, let's
do it. I just said that, yeah.
Okay, got it. Okay, Jennifer, can you make another perception check?
Yes. 24.
24, wow. Okay, there's definitely a second group of zombie
Son
hulks.
Son of a bitch.
Shit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like you're going to be able to like, jump the fence without alerting at least two zombie hulks.
Okay, but if we alert one group, are we going to alert the other group? I think that's the question.
Who knows?
Them.
So how long did we see? Because one fun thing about D&D is every single action takes roughly 6 seconds. So when Tom does Furious Smash, when Junpei does Nightmare Eruption, that's 6 seconds, theoretically. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Theoretically.
It was about a minute before the second group came through.
Okay, so we all look at each other, right? We're very upset. We feel like we just gotta do it. So let's try to get them at what we feel like is the best moment and take them down as fast as possible. Unless the gods above, who have been whispering to us good ideas, think that this is a terrible idea, let us all pray. And I guess we should... attack them. Okay.
I humbly tell Tom not to push his god on me.
You're really good at religion, so I have to assume that your church high school did something right. But all right, so
you're feeling pretty confident that you're going to take two of these guys out.
Guys, we had a really hard time with one last time.
No, I'm not feeling good at all. But what else is a choice do we have?
Well, we could have taken the path, bro. Like that was my first choice.
Oh.
Still could take the path. Bro.
Yeah, we have not shown ourselves.
Can I scout the path to see if it leads to anywhere or
go percept that shit, man?
You had a pretty good idea before. I don't know if you were joking or not. But...
Which one?
The tree thing. Yeah, throwing you up in the air having you grab a tree branch. Now, are those separate roles? One for the throw, one for grabbing the tree branch, or
yes. definitely.
Okay, so, Tom, I look at you. Me and Tom move back, and...
Can you make an athletics check?
Is this athletics, really?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've been getting such terrible rolls. I don't want to let go of this dice.
Tom is throwing me in the air.
And you have to roll probably, like, I don't know, that's like...
My assumption is that I'd be rolling in acrobatics since I'll be flipping the
right.
air.
So it's an athletics for him and acrobatics for you.
Yeah. Okay, so Tom, do good.
Come on! I got a 4.
Oh no!
Wait, I got a 4. I got a 4 plus 5.
Allow us to say we're not too sure how this works. We had some discussions.
Well, here's the thing, though, is if it doesn't work, you can just spend a healing surge and we'll try again.
That's true. 3 hours later, I'm covered in sap and blood. All right.
So Tum goes tumbling through the air.
That's why they call me Tum, by the way.
Tum tumbling.
Wait, is it possible that my acrobatics can save his shitty roll?
And you, as you're tumbling through the air, you wonder why you have to be thrown in the air to climb this pine tree. Go ahead.
I would just like to be on record that I did understand that before I decided to throw you. But I'm thinking back to our first battle, and this is more of a revenge throw.
Also, I'm a bear. I probably could have just climbed up there, too.
You probably could turn into a bird.
I probably could.
16, okay. You're flipping through the air. You grab onto a branch. You almost lose it, but then you manage to hold on.
Okay. I press Y, and then the city of Constantinople spins around me as an eagle soars.
He falls into the... Hey, where did that come from? I'm so confused.
So, what do I see? What do I see? That's a great question.
So you're going to climb, like, to the top?
I'm going to climb to the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, how far up this tree did I throw him? That's what I want to know.
Well, he's climbing.
Like 4 feet.
The first branch.
You are very tall, though, so, you know.
Also, this is the shortest tree within, like...
Dang it.
Guys, I see many other trees.
But if you climb up there, you can kind of see what's around, like if there's a city close by or whatever.
Tom, I need you to climb up on top of this tree and then throw me from the top of the tree.
Into the clouds.
Can you pick up? JK, in game, what's happening?
Okay, so you climb up to the top, you look around, you see the holdfast. I mean, I'm assuming you want to peek at that as well.
I'll be.
So yeah, you see, you know, you basically see the pairs of guys marching around.
Yeah, and this is where
how many pairs?
There's two pairs.
There are only two pairs.
Two pairs.
Originally, there was one pairs, and then there was two.
Well, pairs. No, there's two pairs. There's two dudes, and then another two dudes.
That's two pairs.
Exactly. So there was two pairs. Hey guys, it looks like there's two pairs spaced roughly 1 minute apart.
The Hulk's turn to you where you've been yelling.
Wait, does it only take 2 minutes to go around the entire perimeter of this place for these guys?
Because
otherwise,
it's
if they're one
place.
I was going to say, if group one and two are 1 minute apart, there's a big gap there before group two goes by and then group one comes around.
It is not a gigantic place. It is very
small. We have to kill two zombie Hulks in roughly like 30 to 45 seconds.
Hey, Tom, is there
that won't happen.
Like anything else, like a town or anything?
So, yeah, so you see there's a path that leads off into the distance. And
I know about the goddamn path.
But where does it go?
And it seems to be pretty well worn with, you know, sort of like ruts in it from what appears to be, you know, a wagon or something like that.
Okay.
And then off in the distance, and it's actually, just for my own sake, I'm going to tell you directions. I drew a map, you guys.
Oh, no.
Nerd.
So off to the south is the direction the path leads, and then generally to like the southeast in the distance. You can't see a town, but you can see what looks like sort of the telltale signs of what would be like a settlement. You see some like smoke wafting
smoke.
In the air and stuff.
All right. I tell this to the bros.
And the broette.
So there's a town?
Yeah.
Tom, is there a town?
Junpei Iori votes we go to the town.
I bashfully kick some dirt. I'm like, it looks like a... Looks like a town might be that way, so.
Eludra the bear wants to go to the town.
Eludra,
I want to go to the town.
Please turn back into a dwarf. Junpei, I don't know if we have anything. Can you put a cowl on? I don't know how these people are going to react to such a ragtag group.
I hand Junpei my sheet, revealing everything that God gave me.
do we still have part of that cloak from earlier to rip up into a new...
Just the headband.
Eludra turns back into a human and walks around and not get ain't no thing.
I guess it looks like it's at least a half day's walk. I mean,
dang,
Jesus Christ!
All right,
I don't know.
We should go towards the town. That's basically it right now.
Let's go towards the town. We need some answers, obviously, from this thing.
Maybe they know what's up at this scary hole fest.
We have like essentially like smocks on.
No,
and I'm okay.
What you gonna do?
And if we die, it has been a pleasure surviving this weird encounter. I would love to get my memories back, but let's go to town, maybe get some leather armor, some +1 shurikens.
Mm-hmm. And we need information about what's going on here.
So how are you guys gonna get there? Are you gonna go right on the path, or are you gonna go...
Can we go directly, like, off to the path?
Yeah, we hang out in the woods, but close enough to see the path.
Yeah. The frontage path, as it were.
I mean, it'll probably slow you down a little bit, but yeah, you can definitely do that.
Seems safer than just waltzing up on the path.
Let's do that. Even though I have a poor perception, I go first because I'm harder to see. Eludra is behind me because she can see better than me, or percept, what have you.
Mm-hmm.
I should hang out in the back because I probably won't even go into the town. I'll let you guys go into the town, and I will kind of hide off to the sides of the town so I don't actually go inside, but I expect you guys to get me some cool stuff.
Yeah, because I'm really upset. I have a headache, but I cannot remember what people think about any of us, but something is tickling my heart to believe that since you're a Gith Nyonki, that maybe people won't be super cool with it. Plus, you're a green goblin-looking
person.
Well,
there's also a dragon with you.
Yeah.
Again, Dragonborn are part of society.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
All right, so we gotta
get on our way.
Okay, let's do that.
Losing
you're
daylight.
Also not wearing shoes, so you know.
I also like the concept that you move too far away from the whole fest. Your brain explodes.
Shit.
All right, maybe actually, Aludra, you take up the back.
Okay.
Tom and Junpei take up the middle.
This is me. This is me riding on your shoulders.
I am very far in the back.
Every roughly 100 to 200 feet, I irritatingly shrug off Tom, who does not seem to be super happy about what's happening. And
also,
he's so scared.
Tom is gigantic and Tom is not, and it's really funny looking.
So you mean, damn, get back, man. Like, give me a second.
Wait, what's PopCap doing up here?
He's getting sandwiched in.
Yeah, so as we're
D&D campaign's taking a weird turn.
Hey guys, let's lose as girls and have some real fun.
No, I can hear you. I'm very perceptive.
Wait, nah, dude, make her turn into a bear first.
Oh.
All right, no, make her turn into a hamster.
Ew.
What?
Stop it. Wow. It's a hamster the same size as she would be.
It's so startled.
Oh my god, this is like that movie.
It's like a bear, but with a different face.
Eddie Murphy movie with animals.
Nutty Professor.
It's like
Dr. Dolittle.
Or is it Nutty Professor? That's the one
with a different person.
That does not have animals.
I got confused because.
She's right. In Nutty Professor, although there's not many animals, one of the animals is the one that they give the serum to, and then he gets fat. Now, if Jennifer says that this animal talks, I will strike her.
It doesn't talk?
That's it. No. What happens is Buddy Love gives the fat hamster the serum.
I just didn't leave the joke later.
So,
that
is this the conversation that we have?
Yeah, this is the conversation you're having as you're walking through
like,
the woods.
As we walk. Okay, please.
Suddenly, this D&D campaign has just become Deadly Premonition 2.
Or it's like Black Ops. Battlefield. A Bad Company. Like, yo, I wish you could turn into the Predator and walk. okay, so we do what makes sense. DM, do as you will.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Being a large and handsome hero means more than crushing your enemies while defending the common folk. It means having a frank discussion with yourself about erectile dysfunction. I never go into battle without my trusty sword of Radiant Mercy. So why would I try to treat my ED without the aid of Hims? I don't have time to leave the dungeon to schedule a doctor's appointment in order to treat my ED, and with Hims, I don't have to. Through Hims, you can access affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your camp, or a couch. The process is simple and all online. Might as well be magic. They provide access to doctor-trusted ED treatments such as chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or even generic alternatives that are up to 95% cheaper, saving you a lot of gold. Would I have vanquished the Arch Lich of Scarlet Miasma if I didn't take a potion of major healing? Of course not. Each battle requires its own solution, and that of course includes your sexual health. Join me and hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and start your quest to vanquish your ED today. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/greetings. That's H-I-M-S hims.com/greetings for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/greetings. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
And now let's take a quick adventuring break and hear a word from one of our sponsors. Thank you, Magic Spoon, for sponsoring this episode. Growing up, cereal was one of the best parts about being a kid. But as I got older, I wanted to watch out for all the sugar and empty carbs. Magic Spoon has the amazing flavors you love, but with high protein and less sugar. I couldn't decide which flavor to try out, so I went for the variety pack to get a little taste of everything, including cocoa, fruity, frosted, and peanut butter. Each pack has 0 grams of sugar, 13 to 14 grams of protein, and 4 to 5 grams of net carbs, and only 140 calories per serving. With Magic Spoon being high protein, keto-friendly, gluten, grain, and soy-free, what's not to love? My favorite was the fruity and peanut butter. It really hits the spot when I need something that's crunchy and delicious, and whenever I deserve a little treat. Go to magicspoon.com/greetings to grab a variety pack and try it today. Also, be sure to use our promo code GREETINGS at checkout to save $5 off your order. Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to start your day off right with a delicious bowl of high-protein cereal at magicspoon.com/greetings and use code GREETINGS to get $5 off.
Okay, so you guys are walking through most of the day. You're making good time. You know, it doesn't feel super good in your feet to be walking through the woods without shoes on. But
are there nettles?
We gotta get some sound effects for this. We should have like a dedicated sound effects man on a sound effects board.
We need an engineer
or just an old school Foley guy with like a balloon and a balloon full of pudding and I don't know, 2 coconuts.
That to make a jerking off noise? What is that?
Okay, so
I can make that noise.
So you're making.
I like that he just ends it with that.
There's
no follow up.
So we're making good time. The sun is definitely setting though. Like getting to be dusk now.
Oh man!
So we're nearing like day 3.
You feel like you're getting close to the town.
So it was like half a day, and we started at like dawn.
Well, you woke up at noon. Like don't noon. Forget.
We still have a long time.
And we also don't have shoes on.
Yeah, and we took the frontage path.
Right. Hey, Tom, can I have you roll a perception check?
Oh God.
What about stealth check?
Stupid Tom. Tom is in the front.
Tom. Good.
Tommy Darkblade.
Tom Darkblade.
But remember, I'm stealthy. Remember that I'm stealthy.
I do remember that you're stealthy.
That does not mean
that's all I ask. I get a 4.
You rolled a 4?
I rolled a 5, but I have a -1 perception.
Jesus Christ.
Jeez.
Okay. Remember, I'm stealthy.
Oh my God, that is not helping.
So, I bump into a zombie Hulk.
So you're walking along. You're just skipping along, happy as could be.
Uh-huh.
And, you run into like something and it just, you couldn't see anything in front of you, but boy, does it's just the strangest feeling. And there's like sticky stuff.
Oh,
and you're like, it seemed to be
sticky.
And you realize, oh my God, I'm in the biggest spider web that I've ever seen.
Nice.
So I don't move, Avi. Because I'm very stealthy, and oh shit, I try to look behind me.
Right.
Without moving too much.
As you're doing that, boy, you notice you hear this like scritchy noise from above you.
This is a predicament.
Some large shapes.
I've really done it again. It's
spoilers.
Descending.
They're spiders, guys.
Tom, if we get out of this, you're never leading in front ever again.
A group of baboon crabs. Like, I don't know why we're here either.
Spiderweb spinning baboon crabs.
Are we ready to start?
Yes. Again?
I'm okay. So right. ready.
Yeah. As okay. soon as whoever is sending a fax is done sending a fax.
Okay, because I have to add some more tokens to the
like one more.
No,
right?
No more.
Yeah, I got some more tokens to add.
You know what would be really cool is if you had like a spider monster. It was like one token for his body, and then he had individual tokens for his legs. You could like get really like tactical.
He steps here.
Don't think that I'm not going to take that idea and use it.
It's like a. It's a like a game of like Dungeons and Dragons Twister, Oz.
That's a different spider.
Another kind.
Ah, oh, that's a goofy, cartoony spider.
I like him.
He's nice.
Is that like our friendly, like, who is supposed to have a familiar? Was
yeah,
that Strom?
Is that Strom's familiar?
Oh, yeah, Aludra.
No, you, no, she has, she can summon. Oh my god.
Wait, what did you say?
Dude, okay, let's imagine Thrifty today at 2 o'clock p.m., right? He's like, His boss walks in. He's like, "Do you have those website reports?" He's like, "Yeah, yeah, yeah." And then they leave his office, and he's like Googling spider. And then he eventually gets to Spider-Man, and he just chuckles to himself as he gets like Earl Grey. He's like, "I'm very funny."
I wish that this was the Spider-Man, the cartoon one that was like, "My body is ready." I wish that one was there.
The one from the memes.
So Spider-Man. For those of you who are listening and not watching, there are four spiders on the battlefield now. One of which might also be part man.
Okay, so
I rolled to see if I squash it.
In the game, they are actually all very similar looking. And they're all about the size of golden retrievers.
Jeez. It's wow. like my size. It's like my and Tom's size.
Why like couldn't we fight with golden retrievers the size of spiders?
Oh my god.
I mean, the cutest fight ever.
Oh my god, look at all musty face.
Okay. Are we rolling for initiative now?
Can all y'all roll for initiative?
Yeah.
1 hour and 43 minutes of recording, and we are now rolling for initiative.
Oh, God.
All right, bros, I rolled a one.
See you later.
You saw the spiders and pissed yourself. That's what that
I don't even say. Care what my checks are. It doesn't matter.
I got a 7 for Junpei.
I got a 14.
Tom Darkblade. As he is covered in sticky, icky, icky spider webs, initiatizes himself. 17 hitters.
Let's see what the spiders roll.
Oh.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no.
My.
If they roll good, they can kill Tom in one move.
If they roll a natural 20.
Tom's dead. Don't. He doesn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tom. I guess you should make some sort of check to unstick yourself.
Okay. Well, I will make a.
That would be athletics, wouldn't it?
I would. I'm going to go with athletics.
That makes sense to me.
No. As a thief, I am used to getting into tight binds, oftentimes being locked up. I will make a thievery check because I noticed that the way I'm held is very similar to some shackles that, although I don't remember how I got out of, because I have this thing behind my right ear.
It's more like being stuck in a glue trap. I don't think it's like shackles.
It's not like stealing.
Whose side are you on?
I'm just...
I love how you like fill in all the details that suit your actions.
Well, if this was a good D&D, the DM would take my my word flowers and be like, "You did it. Nice."
I think he would take your word flowers and smash
what
them.
If tell they're you real what, silly word flowers?
I can't imagine that happening, but...
All right, why don't you go
check athletics.
Make that athletics check.
You got it, bro. I wanted him to do that. What about acrobatics?
You could try to acrobat your way out.
Okay, let's do that. I get a 19.
All right.
You acrobat your way out of the web, but now I want you to acrobat
into the web
again to see if you can land properly.
Oh.
So, okay. So,
so he flips out of the, you cartwheel out of the
club. But I, for those of you making word pictures at home, currently, as we're talking, Tom Darkblade is upside down. I get a 14.
All right, I'm going to, so you don't injure yourself, but you are prone.
Dude. Okay. Okay. So I expend a minor action.
I'll give you a minor action.
Yes. Okay. So I expend a minor action to stand up.
Wouldn't that be a move?
Shut up, you.
No. You're done, Tim. You're done.
You're just laying there.
You're done. Huh? No. Yeah. It's your turn.
What? What's my standard?
That was getting out of the web.
You acrobated out of a spider web.
That's pretty standard action.
I hate all of you. Okay. So I'm standing up. That's real neat.
You're proud of yourself. I thought you was going to take you a while to escape that web. I think you did a great job. Do you feel better now? You guys also notice a large electronic mosquito flying by.
He looks like that guy from Mario that throws down turtle shells, and he's just staring at us.
Okay, Eludra.
Lakitu?
Okay. So, because I did not walk into a spider web, I guess I can do whatever I want attack-wise.
Yes, you can.
I am going to do my chill wind.
Sorry, bud.
So it is 19.
Okay, so a chill wind gusts through and crinkles up them spiders.
And do I have to roll two separate times for each spider, right?
It's... Oh, you know what? It's actually, you roll to hit each one of them, but then you roll damage once.
All right, let me try again. Ooh, 7 versus fortitude.
The one that's closest to Tum is able to nimble its way out of the way of the wind. The
damn
wind.
You,
but,
spider!
But the goofy spider crinkles up and dies.
Oh, yay, goodbye.
Minion.
Okay, Junpei.
Okay. I am going to use my movement turn or movement action to use telekinetic leap on Tum Darkblade.
That's me.
Tum not Darkblade. To move him out of the way of the spiders, I'm going to move his token so that he is right here next to or adjacent to Dragon Man.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to use my...
Thank you.
And I'm going to use... Is he standing up?
Yeah, he is standing up.
Oh, he got up. Okay. I'm going to use my Nightmare Eruption on the southwestern spider.
Okay.
And I'm gonna need you to roll for that for me.
I'm going to mail you a dice.
I'm going to buy some.
I have...
You roll a natural 20.
Wow!
So you extra kill this one. It is just like, you see nightmares flying out of it.
It explodes.
We have nightmares.
It explodes in bits of little hairy legs.
All right.
Somehow the bits still manage to find their way, and a couple of them splash against the cheek of Tum Darkblade.
Why am I always covered in gore?
Okay. Spider time.
The spiders get to go before me.
Yeah,
I guess I did roll
like a one, didn't you?
Yeah.
So, having seen that terrible nightmare, Spider-Man here is gonna attempt to bite Junpei. What is your
14?
What is your armor class?
He might be right. I don't know. My armor class is 14. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Wow. He almost bites you. Boy, that was real. I mean, the only thing that's, I'm gonna say, he maybe sunk his teeth into your bag.
Oh, dang, that bag,
dude, your frock.
Aren't you so glad you're?
The bag didn't tear. You're fine. Nothing's broken in the bag.
Okay.
All right, and then this other spider is gonna move over here.
Oh man,
sure he is.
And he's gonna attack Tom. I don't need to ask what your armor class is. I know
it is a 10.
I know it's a 10. Which makes it almost impossible for this spider to miss you.
It's okay. I'm over it.
This spider sinks its teeth right into the meaty part of your leg.
Oh, no.
Don't you fucking poison me. I don't know if that's a thing, but I don't want it to happen.
This is D&D. Of course it's a thing.
Now it's a thing.
I wanted to explain that he said that to the spider, too.
I did. Yeah.
It took me roughly 6 seconds to say that.
Exactly.
To
he's allowed to.
Can we make a saving throw versus poison?
Oh, God. Please tell me that you were already going to have me do that before I mentioned poison.
So there's spiders.
I'm just going to roll this d20 right now.
Go ahead and roll a d20.
I'm going to do it right now. That's a 10.
It has. It just has to be higher than 10.
Oh.
Depending on whatever modifiers are involved, right? I mean,
I think the standard saving throw, unless you have a specific modifier,
yeah,
it just has to be higher than 10.
Higher than 10?
Yeah.
Not a 10?
10 or higher.
Oh, whoo.
Okay.
So, looking at the Player's Handbook 1 that you can buy now off of drunksanddragons.com. We'll get that affiliate link up, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so you're going to take 2 points of damage.
Oh.
But you don't feel particularly poisoned.
No poison. I'm trying to poison
you. You're crazy poisoned.
Guys, did you know that druids are good against poison?
Hypothetically.
As are dwarves.
That's what
The dwarves are.
I mean, it's the dwarves. Sorry.
Well, I'm about to smoke these two spiders right now. Is it my turn?
It is your turn.
Tom the Dragonborn is ready to just smash.
I feel like Tom
spiders.
Can kill these guys in like 6 different ways.
Yeah.
But you know which way I'm gonna do it.
Lightning breath.
Clearly lightning breath just to the other side of that black spider there.
Oh.
Cuz it's a blast 3.
Tom the Dragonborn spits lightning as he crumps.
I am doing the Soulja Boy dancer. Okay, so that's plus 7 versus reflex. That's 5 plus 7.
Am I supposed to add that? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, it's roughly 12.
Guys,
it might be like 11.5 or something.
I see a new spider.
Was this going to hit both of them?
Yes, it will hit both of them. So that would be
okay,
maybe
so you
for
have
the
to
first
roll.
One.
So you missed the first one. Go ahead and try to roll
you
again.
Son of a bitch. Okay, and a 10 plus 7, 17 for the second one.
Okay, which one would you like to kill? I'm gonna let you.
I'd like to kill Spider-Man.
Okay.
We all
he's
would.
Dumb.
Spider-Man is dead.
Where did this other spider come from?
Way to go, Doc Ock.
As this round is finishing, you notice...
Wait, I'm not done, though. I still have a standard action.
Guys.
Oh, okay, go ahead. Sorry.
There's a cat behind Thrifty.
Roll for initiative, Thrifty. Against your cat.
Can you pet him? Pet him.
All
is that the one
girls,
from September 11th?
It is. It's my September 11th cat.
I love him.
I'm going to do just a basic melee against that spider. I got a 21.
Damn.
Okay. Wow. So it is like you nail him with you're using a longsword, right?
I am using the longsword, yes.
Okay. You basically chop it right in half and like a ball of gloop goes flying out of the spider's body.
Lands on Tom.
It manages to go right over your head and splat against Tom.
Can I make a smell check? What do I smell like? I have every enemy who's died in this game is on me. I am over encumbered.
I imagine you smell like one of the characters from The Walking Dead. I think you smell like Rick Grimes right now.
I smell like grimy Rick Grimes.
Yeah, I was about to say Tom grimy. Chips of bone and spider goop and
As that round is ending, you notice whole other set of spiders.
Where are they coming from?
They're coming from the trees.
Oh,
there are spiders.
My God.
There's always tons of them.
Kill the trees!
Burn them to the ground! Oh, my God.
That's
wow,
weird.
There are actually 6 spiders.
Holy shit!
I love when the DM is surprised by the monsters. Like, oh shit!
You guys are fucked!
I did not see this coming.
Y'all best watch out.
This God, I wish I had saved my lightning breath now.
Yeah, exactly.
I could hit like 3 of them at a time.
Tom, it's your attack.
Tom spends a minor action to shake a bit of the gore off of himself. And he doesn't necessarily want to move out of his defensive position he has against Tom and Junpei. So he will throw one of his, let's say, 27 daggers he has.
He's got 4.
He has 4. Okay, good point.
Oh, well.
Okay, yeah. He throws one dagger at the southwesternmost spider. And he will also be doing, just for fun, hypothetically, I do Sly Flourish in case these guys are not minions. Let's say I feel like they were attacked by non-minions. And I get a 19 versus AC.
Okay. Your dagger thunks deep into the spider, killing it.
Woo-hoo.
Its legs kind of shudder once and it dies.
Does any of its gore get on me?
Surprisingly, this time a none.
I was kind of hoping your dagger would slice off four of its legs, and it walks around in circles as it bleeds to death.
It throws up its entrails on one of your shoes.
Well, this guys, there's still five more spiders. Let's okay. see.
Yeah, I don't feel great about that.
Save off the death descriptions.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Are you going to do anything else, Tom? Or you're?
I got nothing else to do, my friend. Okay.
Aludra.
Well, okay. So I'm going to move right up. Which spiders do you want gone the most? Okay, I'm going to be right beside the spider up here, the most northeastern spider. That's my move.
And for you at home, we are literally surrounded by spiders.
They're all around. My minor action is that I think at one point I turned. Did I ever turn not into a bear again?
I think we said that you were not a bear earlier.
Okay, I think we'd said that. So I'm going to turn back into a bear again. And then I'm going to use my move Swarming Locust.
Well, I mean, are you going to be able to hit two, right?
Yeah, just two. So it is 15 versus reflex.
And plus one because you're in a bear form or boar form. You're a boar.
Boar, yeah, I'm boar.
Boar. She's a whore.
Boar. Okay, so roll for the other one.
Okay. So that one is 15. The other was 16. This one's 15.
Okay. So you destroy this one, but the other one manages to get out of the way.
Womp.
But she's still.
Oh, but wait. Okay. The thing about this one is this creates a zone of locusts.
Right.
And the blast creates a zone of swarming locusts that lasts until the end of your next turn. While within the zone, enemies grant combat advantage.
Junpei.
All right, the western spiders, I'm going to put a thingamajig around them. I'm going to put my attack that... I'm going to use my ability Thunder Wave, and I have an intelligence of...
Zero, LOL, you dumb.
Aww.
Just so kidding. To me.
I love you.
Remember, if it's a blast, you have to be up on it.
Oh, do you? Well,
yeah.
I get right up on it.
Get right next to it.
Yep, I'll get right there. So yeah, I'm gonna do that, and I'm gonna Thunder Wave,
okay.
And yeah, I'm gonna try and hit both those motherfuckers.
Okay, so you are 50-50. You have destroyed a spider.
How do you know how much damage I did?
Well, these are minions. So
they're
minions. If you hit them, then they die.
So it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah. Which takes some of your glory.
Do you have anything else you want to use a move? You still have a minor. Do you want to use your minor?
I use my move. A minor is going to be to tell Tum Darkblade, yo, there's a spider next to me. You should maybe do something about that because I don't like being so close to this spider.
Okay, so the spider time, guys. You guys ready for this?
27
oh
more spiders.
God.
So ready.
Okay, so this one spider rolls up on Junpei, and it goes, "How dare you! You killed my brother!"
Wait, the spider talks?
I feel bad about killing these talking spiders.
Sorry, spider.
Probably endangered species.
This is part of their house. We walked into their house. They're like,
they're pretty big. So
stab
we're
it. I've got high charisma. Can I reason with these spiders?
These are spiders. So
spiders, do you know anything about that hold fast over there? My ear hurts.
Junpei, what is
after
your armor
killed,
class?
Like, three or four.
It is, okay.
14.
14.
Nobody attacks. Junpei Yori.
This guy attacked you. And he hits.
Oh, no.
It goes right through the sheet you're wearing.
25 damage.
Oh, Junpei's dead.
All right, okay, so it bites you, and you take 2 points of damage. And
charms
you
the poison out.
You don't feel so good.
Uh-oh.
Okay, this other spider rolls up on Tom.
Man.
Tom.
Yeah, you.
Tom.
Tom, no, not you.
Episode 96. He hits Tom. Tom?
Ooh.
LOL.
Yeah, that's gonna sting. Can you roll a saving throw?
You bet I can. That's a 17.
Okay, so you take 2 points of damage, but you're feeling okay.
Yes.
Tom's leg is literally drenched with spider poison, but it has not gotten to a wound yet.
Okay. And this other one is right next to Aludra.
Come at me, bro.
Aludra, what's your armor class?
14.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Because someone said we didn't have armor.
Oddly good.
Okay, so it still manages to hit you. Can you roll a saving throw versus poison? You do have a bonus against
I have a +5 bonus to saving throws against poison.
Okay.
So I rolled a 13.
Okay.
No, you have to get above a 10. Above a 9.
Yeah, so you're cool. You're good. You just take the 2 points of damage.
Fuck you.
Aludra crumps.
I hate that you're not poisoned.
Tom.
Y'all bitches ready for this? This is where I'm going to be. Actually, I don't want to be here.
It's Tom, right?
After the spiders.
Yeah. Is it Darkblade or is it
Tom? The dragonborn.
Not you.
I'm just going to do a basic melee against this spider that's up by Aludra.
Thanks, friend.
You do have combat advantage against that spider. That gives you +2.
Oh, +2 and then +5, so.
You do not hit that spider.
Dang it.
Describe how he does not hit that spider.
He awkwardly swings his sword around his head and tries to look cool while he's doing it, but he doesn't.
I think this is my favorite part of D&D, by the way, is that the DM having to explain how people miss things.
You move your left leg and you step upon a pile of ants. You move your right leg, another pile of ants.
So you still have a minor action.
As a minor action, I realize that I don't have enough minor actions.
Hey, damn it. Real quick, try to trick the DM into letting you do your lightning breath again.
I attempt to read lightning, but all I get is a slight static fizzle.
Aww. What's this? Does Tom the Dragonborn have a game shark plugged into his back?
Into the hole in his head?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, actually, that's a good question. A DM Thrifty.
Yeah.
Do we have game sharks in our brain?
I can't answer that.
That is a great question.
Okay, sorry. I didn't roll perception.
Guys, you see more spiders are coming out.
Oh my god.
How are you figuring this?
More spiders are happening.
Yes.
There's a brood of spiders.
Wow, it's like there's a lot of them.
Oh, these.
I'm overwhelmed.
These shit faces.
Where are these spiders coming from?
The trees.
They're in webs.
Again, kill the trees.
Burn them to the ground.
So 4 more spiders come out of the trees.
Damn.
And,
guys, we should have done worse in our previous encounters, so this wouldn't have happened.
I made a mistake.
I rolled a 1. Oops.
Tom, it's your turn. You have
a
number of spiders to choose from here.
Okay. Let me look through all of my powers that can kill them. Now, are you sure there's no, like, frost dragons, or...?
No, there's no frost dragons.
Okay, cool, great. I'd fucking attack any of them with anything. So,
okay.
Let's see. I will do a piercing strike, because God is dead, against the one directly on top of me.
There's, like, 3 on top of you.
The way I see, there's one, like, directly... Oh, above.
Yes, okay.
So that is like a 23.
Okay. You rolled so well, I'm going to give you a free description on killing this spider.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay. So as I stab towards this spider, it like is jumping out of the way. But since it's such a slow, ugly, fat spider, I just like stab its eyes and I watch as the spark of life is extinguished.
Wow. That is dark. You earned your name, Darkblade.
Please call me Darkblade. I'm also crying. Did I not say that?
Darkblade also notices that he has jizzed his pants. He loves seeing things die. Loves it.
I'm a sociopath. I also feel like spiders are socios. So let's do this.
Aludra.
Okay.
Real quick. Is there a way that you can like move or shift and focus on Tom and then kill those 3?
I mean, I could, but then Tom also gets there. But wait, how's his?
I'll use like inspiring word next turn or something. It's cool.
Okay. All right. Shift. I shift 1, and I make poor Tom the center of my chill wind.
Wow.
He's really taking off on the team.
Let's make sure that Chillwind is creature. As
it is. No, it's definitely. Okay. I'm sorry. It is creature.
As this is happening, Tom looks into Eluder's eyes and says, I will remember this.
You told me it was okay. So I have to roll against three spiders.
You have to roll four times.
Oh my god. Okay.
But just so that we don't like put it in our favor like Florida does with Obama, we should say first who you're rolling against.
Okay.
Let's roll against a DM. Don't let me step on your
No,
your,
please. Your just go crazy.
Roll against Tom first, because that's who you're targeting.
I can. The good thing is, if I do hit you, Tom, I can slide you a square if you want. All right.
Wait, okay. Why don't you roll against me last then? Because maybe I'll want you to slide me.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, let's do that.
I'm going to hit the spider that is to the left, bottom left of me. Okay, so that one.
Tom the Dragonborn bursts.
No, it wasn't even against him.
Natural 20, oh my god.
Oh, shit.
I feel like this one might have been against Tom.
Shush, no, it wasn't.
No, it said last.
You weren't
it was
listening
last.
Very good. Oh my gosh.
This is not so long.
Out of character. I'm going to murder my husband. Back in character again. Okay, so it's 8 against the top left hand fire.
Yeah, that's not going to work.
Dang it.
Kiss. So we're going counterclockwise, ending with Tom.
If this doesn't hit anybody except for me, I'm going to be so mad.
I'm going to haunt
really
the shit out of you.
I hope that does not happen. All right, so now I'm going to hit the, you said counterclockwise, so the bottom spider.
Okay.
Oh my god. Well,
you know how you laugh and you score a natural 20?
This wasn't that time. I laughed because I rolled also an 8 again.
Okay, that also missed.
Weird.
Tom looked at me. That's right. Look at him there.
Look how cute he is.
I'm sorry, Tom.
His little Pringle okay. Bad mustache.
Okay.
Eludra's trying to control like the swirling freezing mists, and she is very nervous.
My anxiety girl is bonkers right now. All right, top right spider, please roll better. Okay, that was a lot better. 20 versus fortitude.
Okay, you killed the spider.
Shaw.
Oh, God. Yay. This is great.
Okay, well,
okay, what's your fortitude buddy?
It's 16.
Okay, right. Cheek.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty
what
good.
What is
about
your
it.
Bonus against though? What is your
5?
Wait, what is this now?
I
guess what?
As long as Eludra rolls beneath a 10, I don't remember what happens with a tie.
11, she'll hit.
Ooh, dice! Whoa! Oh! I rolled a 1. Oh my god! I mean, thank the nature spirits that I don't
hey,
believe in God.
You remember at the beginning of this when I was an atheist? No more.
Oh,
you believe in me now.
Praise Uthgar.
Moradin says, fuck Darfor. Your role against Tom the Dragonborn does not need to hit.
Okay, I only killed one spider, but at least I did not kill my friend.
We had a good time.
There's
yeah,
that.
It was fun. Junior
Tom, do you want to be moved? Do you want to be pushed anywhere?
No,
oh, yeah, do you
missed.
Want to move?
You missed.
No,
oh, that's right. Never mind.
Yep, you missed me.
Never mind.
That's cool.
Fire a nightmare eruption at the westernmost spider.
Okay.
That is an.
All right, you eliminate this spider from the universe.
But
hooray!
But my nightmare eruption. If there is an enemy adjacent to it, that enemy is also hit for my intelligence modifier, which is +4, which means that that other spider adjacent to that spider is also killed because he's a minion. And
whoa.
That's all
what now? What now, DM?
Dang!
Eat it.
As a minor action, I'm going to move my character up over here.
Wow.
Later.
Way the fuck away from all
this. I have a range of 10, guys, remember. So I can see motherfuckers from like
you're
across the fucking map. So.
I appreciate what you
I don't doing. Appreciate the language, but I appreciate the way you're fighting.
Tundar Blade, oddly, is very much a prude.
Is there any much so what's up with my poison?
Oh, good point.
Yeah, you need to make another saving throw.
Okay. Not to fight against my friends. I think if you start, I think it's based off starting.
Well, you take damage at the beginning of the round, and then you take a saving throw at the end.
Exactly. Did he take this the damage?
Yeah, he takes 2 poison damage.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't. You rolled a 5.
That's bad.
That's not good. I'm trying to figure out how many spiders we've killed.
A lot, like 9, 20?
It was 7, and then Tum, did you kill one this round?
Yeah, obvi.
Aludra killed one.
Yeah.
I didn't kill anything this round.
I could have killed 3.
And then, okay, so this spider's going to shift in between you guys, and it's going to chomp down on the dragon man.
Good, do it. I hope it does.
Can you make a saving throw versus poison, because it just bit you?
You bet I can.
Real good.
What'd you get, buddy?
What is the number a dice rolls? A square.
Okay,
a 1. Oh, no.
So you take 2 points of damage and you are poisoned.
Good. Poison me.
Now, the spider below you...
You motherfucker.
Also is going to bite you.
I hope he does.
Are you serious?
Oh,
but he can't, like, poison me harder.
He hits as well, so you take another 2 points of damage.
And you're crazy poisoned.
And you have to make a saving throw, but this time, because you're already poisoned, you have a -5.
Oh, no!
So what's that going to do? Is there, like, another class of poison? Am I going to be super poisoned if I fail this?
Think you're
it goes
be,
Nintendo, you're then Super Nintendo. Poisoned.
Have you seen Skyfall? It's going to do to your teeth what that cyanide pill did.
Oh, your teeth are going to be so fucked.
That's a spoiler.
Well, that's a 12, -5. So,
oh, no.
No, you're
do what you will, you monster.
Okay, great. Guys, I feel like this is going really well. What are your hit points at, Tum?
Oh, I took another 2, so I'm down to 15.
Okay, you're down to 15. Is anyone else injured?
Darkblade has not been hit.
I have also not been hit.
Okay. You guys are doing so well.
Thank you. Thanks, God.
Thanks, giant bearded face.
Thank you, Uthgar.
Okay, you feel like the spiders are really sort of tapering off. You feel like it's a spigot, and the spigot is
as another one jumps behind me.
The spigot's kind of running out. Oh, Tum, I meant to give you. I didn't give you your attack, did I?
Yeah. Well, it's my turn after the spiders, right?
Yeah. But I okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
I should have put the spiders on next after your turn, but that's cool. We're cool.
Okay.
We're on to your plan.
Kill one of the new ones to break time.
I'm actually going to attack the one that's just to the north of myself. Mm. Just going to be a standard basic melee.
Okay.
15, so 20.
Nice. Okay. You splatter it.
Okay. And then I'm going to use my demonic frenzy since I hit him to hit one randomly chosen spider adjacent to myself.
Can it be against a different person?
Can it be against a different person?
Or different, so you can just use it on anybody?
Yeah, it the target is one randomly determined creature adjacent to you.
Oh, awesome.
So technically, if I were adjacent to an ally, I could accidentally hit an ally.
That's cool. Okay, so let's say it's this one down here.
Yeah, and it just automatically hits.
So that splatters,
that's
and that
adjacent.
Is
oh, yeah,
definitely is. Close enough
again,
to
this...
Tum. To get him a little bit messy. Guys, you're like ankle deep right now in spider guts.
Yeah, but I have expended every minor action that I have had in order to make myself not horrifically disgusting.
You guys have killed 13 spiders at this point.
Hell yeah.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm going to, for my minor action, I'm going to use Inspiring Word on myself to spend a healing surge plus 1d6, which is 6.
Yay.
So heal myself for 11, which is more than I can possibly heal myself. So I'm back up to 23.
You're up to 23. I'm sorry, I should have taken off the 4 points of poison damage at the beginning of the round.
Oh, okay, so that will get me up to 23 regardless.
Okay.
Even if you took, yeah.
Okay, and can I have you make a saving throw? Actually, 2 saving throws.
So I'm double poisoned?
You're double poisoned. I'm sorry, you're double poisoned.
So, I realize we're playing a fantasy game here, but that doesn't make sense. That, oh, okay, a 3, so whatever. And a 6.
All right, cool. If you move, remember you got a guy right next to you.
Oh,
so.
Right. Okay, so I don't want to move.
That's okay. If you don't move, I'm not going to be hitting the one next. You won't be hit by me anyway.
Well,
if my plan goes.
Any of these spiders can move towards you and hit you. Even though they're all around me.
You're never safe, ever.
Ever, 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 ever.
How far can they move? Because I could move really far away.
60% of all accidents happen.
You can really, really run far.
Okay, Tum.
Tell me darkly. I will hit the one north of me with any attack. It doesn't matter if they all give me plus 9. I get a 25.
Wow.
All right. That is just a volcano of spider guts just blasting you right in the face.
Every single minor action I've taken is now nullified. I am sticky and I stink.
Once we reach this town, nobody's going to talk to us. So we're just going to be covered in spider chunks.
Why do you look horrifying? Tom,
they call me Spider Gore.
Tom, can you make an acrobatics check?
Sure, I'd love to. I get a 20, a 30, I think.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, your legs slip out from under you on all the spider guts, but you do a elegant pirouette and just land on your feet again.
I was going to say, if there is numbers, I have to get higher than a 30 to not fall down based off spider goo, I would be kindly leaving and playing any of the most recent first-person shooters.
Okay, Aludra.
You know what? I think I'll attack the spider that's next to Junpei.
Why do you feel that way? Is that just out of nowhere?
You know, it was just a feeling I had. Mm-hmm. You know what? You're
woman's intuition.
Exactly. Dwarf lady intuition.
Are you a bear?
Dwarf lady bear intuition. No, boar. I'm a boar.
Yeah, you're a boar. You turned into a boar earlier.
I'm a boar. Still a boar. Okay, so I'm going to do Chill Wind again. It's a burst. It involves that spider, but not Junpei. Or anyone else on my team.
Awesome.
It is 13.
Ooh, so close.
Ooh.
Hypothetically.
It just scampers. What if it... Scampers
Dang
all
it.
The way.
Now what is this?
Junpei.
Junpei.
I don't think it is.
Uses Nightmare Eruption on the spider to the southwesternest spider.
Okay. So you is this a burst, or do you have to be... You can do
it's
from
a range,
distance?
It's a ranged
one. Okay. This spider, which is right next to Tom, erupts like a nightmare.
And the one next to it dies too, then.
Hooray!
Also, just spraying.
Spraying more and more ichor. Maybe, like, a couple of limbs fly off and hit him too and stick because of all the ichor.
I really knocked off a lot of that dead spider gunk. Luckily, there was not two dead spider.
I moved Tom right next to the spider next to me. So,
oh, that's worse.
Mm.
Out of one frying pan to a different frying pan.
I want him to kill this fucking spider.
Okay.
I do actually appreciate that. That might be in character, as in that is a selfish move.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, I still have a minor action.
Okay.
You realize like.
What's that?
You realize that I can't do anything until after the spider's turn anyway.
Yeah, but I've also like given like a 50-50 split so that maybe the spider attacks me, maybe it attacks you. Cause it's
oh,
just,
man.
It's just seeing a dragon man fly through the air and land next to it. It might
you
be surprising.
Jackass.
With a lesser AC.
As a minor action, I'm going to shout at the spider and point towards Tom and say, "Hey, look at him! Look at the dragon, man!"
You know what you should do? You should do your mage hand to, like, do, I don't know, the rooster thing
what?
On top of his head.
What does that even mean?
I know what he means, but it's stupid.
Okay. This spider is so startled by the giant flying dragon man that it is going to turn and attack the giant flying dragon man. Yeah, you're, hey, Tom?
You're 14.
14, you okay. Have... You only take 2 points of damage.
You have 9 poisons.
Now this...
Very large.
This is going to feel distinctly...
Oh, wait, I never did a saving throw for my last turn.
Oh, you didn't. I'm sorry. Yeah, you should take 2 points of damage, and you should make a saving throw. My bad.
Do my saving throw.
Yeah, you rolled a 1.
Fuck you.
Oh.
Idiot.
Now, Tom, this is going to feel like I'm picking on you.
No, it's cool.
This is going to feel like a lot like I'm picking on you. The other spider scampers over.
Oh, no.
God, I love spiders. You guys don't know this about Tom the Dragonborn, but one of his favorite things are spiders. So this is like, you guys feel like this is a bad thing for me? This is really the best day that I've had in a long time that I can remember.
Don't
your cloaca is raging.
This one also bites you and causes 2 points of damage.
Damage pain. With damage pleasure. Whatever.
Is it just this saving throw? Is there any sort of modifier on it? There's not, is there?
Well, actually, because you're poisoned, it's minus 5.
Oh my god.
Really?
Yeah.
So I actually rolled a natural 30. Would you believe that? No, that's a 7.
No. All right.
You got to look out for number 1, you guys.
God, you're such a jerk.
Okay, Tom, it is your turn now. You're going to take 6 points of poison damage.
Shit.
So I am bloodied. No, I'm not. Never mind. 6. I'm 2 points from bloodied. Now you would think, surrounded by 2 spiders, like that I would want to attack one of those spiders. When in reality,
you see me like lifting out one of my daggers, and I like am super ready.
Right,
Eludra also has your back.
You all see me motion like I'm about to strike Junpei instead. But at the last second. I use a Furious Smash on the one to the east, because screw the one to the north.
Well, the one to the north you have Comet Avenge against.
Right, but he's still in range of Junpei.
Yeah, but Junpei can... oh, I see what you're saying. You want Junpei to get hurt.
I would love it.
Okay, why don't you roll to see if you hit that guy?
He seems very excited.
What'd you get?
Plus the 5, that's a 9.
That's not gonna cut the mustard.
I'm gonna run away. No, I can't run away.
You can shift.
Worst game I've ever had. This is the only game I've ever had.
Actually, you know what? Don't move, and then Tom lets you, 1 second. Tom takes one of your seconds and says,
but if he does move, then I can do a square right there.
Yeah, but you can do a 1 target square.
I don't really have a reason to live anymore, so you can just do whatever. Do I have like saving throws now?
Yes, now you have saving
throws. Okay. Man. Well, yeah, because I'm trying to decide whether or not I'm not gonna use my other inspiring word. I only get 2 of those. And who knows what kind of crazy shit is about to happen. So there's a 3. There's a 14.
Okay. Do one more for me.
Am I thrice poisoned?
Yeah, you're totally thrice poisoned.
When did I
love that band.
Thrice. That's good. That's a 15.
Okay, you're singularly poisoned now.
God, thank God.
Okay, Tom.
Something really awesome better happen to my character today. That's all I'm saying.
Can Tom make a perception check to see if any more spiders in the trees?
Sure. That'll be a minor action.
Minor action, I get a 10.
You do not perceive any more spiders in the trees.
Great. Who's to say what that means?
That doesn't mean shit.
I move Tom Darkblade, eyeing the spider directly north of him, moves up, and he will do... We decided what is better for Tom, reflex or AC?
No, we haven't decided that.
Dope. I will roll something and see if I can trick the DM to tell me. I roll a 19. Well, I'm sorry. I know for sure I hit with AC. I roll a 19 against AC. I do Sly Flourish.
Sly Flourish?
I don't know what an L is. You guys are racists.
Okay.
Sly Flourish.
You splatter that spider right in front of you. And Gunk actually this time kind of splashes against Tom, but surprisingly it makes him feel a little bit better.
Aww.
Does it heal me?
Yeah, you just feel a little bit better. You just feel like...
Safe
ends. Does it cure my last poison?
It sort of dribbles around your wound. You feel better. Yeah.
What does that mean?
Yeah. Your last poison is gone.
Yeah, that's right. That makes great. Sense.
Sure, why not? Eludra.
Yeah. I'm going to do the same old thing I've been doing. I'm going to do a chill wind again.
But only hitting the spider, not anyone else.
Okie dokie.
So I did 13.
13 versus 4-2. Oh, so close.
Dang, I've been rolling.
You guys have combat advantage on the spider because you're flanking him. So that gives you...
Yes, that's true.
That'll give you a +2, which means the chill wind will hit that spider.
Yay!
And that spider be dead.
Bye, spider. Jerk.
God, fucking spiders.
I gotta remember all my, like, pluses that I have. I always forget about them.
Right. God, so it's my turn now?
Yeah, but all the spiders are dead.
Yeah, but I still
Hooray!
Do rolls and saving throws for my poison, though, right?
Yeah, go ahead. Roll. I'll roll for your saving throw. You would take 2 points of damage.
Yeah.
Hey, you're all better.
Nice.
Everyone's all better.
Yay.
And there's no more spiders, you guys.
We really murdered some spiders.
I don't trust you, and I'm still waiting for the giant spider to come crawling out of something.
What's our experience now?
Oh, yeah.
You will each gain 150 experience points.
That's it?
Oh, my God.
For that?
These were not that easy. I mean, they were not that hard.
You guys stomped these things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but there was like 100 of them.
Yeah.
13.
Right. It would have gone a lot better if there were not so many shitty rolls. Mostly
yeah,
by me.
Yeah, also by me too. I did not roll well this round.
You guys were like not even close to... I was like thinking, you know, I'm going to kill off a couple of these guys. But
no way.
Damn.
We're so strong. How many XPs do we have to have before we move to the next level?
1,000.
And we're at 500 now.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So... few more times.
Hey, Aludra, can I have you make a perception roll since you're so good at it?
I'm so good at it. Yes, I will make a perception roll. 16.
You notice in the web, like on the other side, kind of behind the tree a little bit, there's a large cocoon-looking thing.
Oh, God.
It's full of armor for Tom.
Yay.
Aludra, I mean, you saw it. I approach carefully. We got your back.
No, I don't think we're going to do that.
What? I'm going to approach it carefully then, if she's not going to.
Wait, are we going to approach it?
We definitely need to approach
cocoon?
It. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We just got
a beautiful butterfly that grants us magical powers.
I feel like it's going to be full of 1,000 spiders.
Hey, guys, listen. I believe, like, at least all of you, maybe not Tom, have range attacks that are pretty good. I do not. But you know what I am really great at? Thievery. So I feel like...
Are you guys still what's inside of the cocoon?
I'm about to touch this cocoon like I touch a trap or a lady's lock.
Oh.
So I will approach
lock, it. You mean like a chastity belt?
Hey, I will not finish your sentence for you, but let me say yes. That is exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
Do a thievery check.
Yeah.
Thief from the cocoon.
I got a... What am I rolling against?
You just have to roll.
Just tell them the numbers.
Yeah, we're not fighting anything. You're just looking.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, what skill?
Thievery.
Thievery.
Oh, so 19.
Okay. You manage to wriggle in towards the cocoon, and as you're trying to pick the cocoon's pocket, you don't notice any pockets. But you do seem to feel like there's a humanoid figure inside of it.
Junpei takes out his sword and cuts it gently open.
There is just like a husk of a person.
Oh.
Of a person.
Oh.
A pretty large person, actually.
What's he got?
And he seems
searching
to be,
for armor. Searching for armor.
He is wearing some chainmail armor.
Whoa.
It's a little...
Yo, guys.
Tom,
Yo,
I think guys. You need that.
Junpei grabs it and offers it to Tom. As a apology for...
As a minor action, I say Junpei damn well better hand that Tom.
Tom feels like he said Tom. He's like, give it to Tom.
Tom, but Junpei also checks him for, like, money and stuff.
Mm. Okay.
Is this person dead?
Oh, yeah. Is
yeah,
a husk?
They're a husk.
Crazy. I know what husk means. I'm sorry.
All right, what are all the sweet, sweet stats in this armor?
It is a standard chainmail armor, and it's large enough for a dragonborn to wear.
Yay!
Okay,
that's so lucky.
It doesn't quite help me because I don't really understand how armor works.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. But it's gonna raise your AC up a bit.
I assume this raises you up to the point where it's not laughable.
This person also in his inventory has a shield strapped on his back and a short sword at his side.
I don't care about any of that shit.
Well, it doesn't make sense for
short sword.
Doesn't make sense for any of you guys to use a shield, so I'll take that.
Oh, so there's a shield and whatever a short sword. Can I have a short sword?
Don't you already have a short sword?
I have daggers.
No, he's got like 8 million daggers, 4 to be exact.
I have 4 daggers. I would like 1 short sword.
Wait, did you ever pick up? Don't forget to pick up the dagger that you threw at the.
Never forget to pick up the dagger.
There's also he also has what looks to be like a purse. It has embroidered on it what looks like a sort of star pattern, but almost like a shuriken.
guys, step the fuck back! Let me.
Oh my! No one was trying to take it from you, Tom.
I have 27 daggers out of my 4 out. Let me touch it. If it's just a bag, you assholes can get it. Step back!
We're really far away from you.
As a minor action, I will step back from the cocoon and let him get at that shuriken.
Alright, I pick up the bag.
I'm hovering over his shoulder, trying to look in the bag, too.
Okay. Aludra's rolling her eyes really hard.
I do owe him one.
So you're going to open the bag?
Yes.
Okay, inside of it, you find 2 silver pieces and 6 coppers.
As a standard action, I kill myself. No. 2 silver pieces and a copper. That is roughly like a third of anything.
Well, if we want to buy food in the town, no. It's still helpful.
Yeah, it's about a third.
Maybe there's like a Jimmy John's in town or something.
Yeah.
They are so fast.
Boy, I hope there's a Taco Bell.
Maybe they'll get to us before we die of poisoning.
It's a value menu.
Neither one of us are poisoned anymore.
I wish. Why would you do that? It's very rude.
I know.
Is there anything else in the cocoon or on the corpse?
No, that's it.
So did we determine who took the shield? Did I take that or is it for Aludra?
You know what? Why don't you hold it for now and I'll decide.
Okay.
As we walk, we'll try to figure out who should have it.
Every 6 seconds that I hold the shield, I become more and more attached to it, though, so you should know that.
I will say that, you know, you guys walk a few more feet, and up ahead you can see twinkling lights from the town nearby. It looks like you're going to be right on the outskirts of town, so next week you'll be able to head into town.
Sweet!
Sweet!
All right.
Sorry,
now we gotta do,
sorry,
now
Tom. He's so mad at me!
This brings me great joy.
I'm finally the only one who's not naked.
Yeah.
So I think somebody's wearing like a shirt or something, but no pants. Their junk's still hanging out.
I think you meant Tom, not Tom.
I am wearing a headband and a smock.
I'm a boar.
I'm a space goblin. And that's our new sign off is all of us saying that.
What we are, or what we're wearing.
What we currently is.
All right, so I guess we should do some quick housekeeping before we bid you all adieu.
Sure.
We have a new website, dndpodcast.com.
I'm going to look that up right now.
How is that even possible? I don't even know.
The grossest.
What year is it?
It has the grossest WordPress template on it right now. After Thanksgiving's over, I will have more time and I will be able to make it look prettier. But
that icon is my, or that image is like my favorite thing ever.
Oh,
I should maybe.
Do you know what the story is about that?
Ah.
So, okay. So, Thirsty has legitimate, like, skills at, like, Photoshop and shit. And I have legitimate vision. So, what I do is I send him, like, shitty. That is on a post-it note. I draw on post-it notes and send him my ideas. And typically, normally, he makes it, like, live. This time he says, I'm just going to white balance this and make it black and white.
It's a dragon drinking. I think we should, you know what?
It looks like he's puking into a receptacle, like a Folgers coffee can.
Yes.
Or the can is puking onto him, I think.
There's like a bone sticking out of it.
Well, I think we should have a new drawing every week. I don't know about you guys.
Oh, yeah, I would love that too. That'd be pretty great.
I will look forward to seeing Stephen Strom's drawing tomorrow, then.
Everything Strom draws strikes fear into my heart.
the darkness.
Hey, guys, we should all say where we can be found on the internet so people can come and praise on us for our amazing podcast.
Guys, if you guys will step the fuck back because you try to steal my cocoon-based goodies, you can find me at TimLanning on Twitter. And you can also listen to the Game of Thrones podcast at CastOfThrones.
Tim, I feel like you're kind of nervous about your feelings.
This is a definite fact. I'm still nervous after I'm done.
You can find me at Jennifer Cheek on Twitter. And my last name is spelled C-H-E-E-K, just like that thing on your face, cheek.
Or your butt.
Or butt.
Or your butt. Like, no one has ever said that to me ever in my life.
Or just when you're being really sassy. You know, like that. You know.
Also cheeky. That is also a thing. Yeah. Somehow I still decided to keep my last name when I got married. You know.
I didn't even think of that, but yeah, okay. It just occurred to me that you guys are married and have separate last names.
We do that.
She chose that big old dumb one. not the one that's like, oh, you're coming in for a landing. Like, oh, you're a butt person.
No, landing sounds like a fucking Game of Thrones last name.
People don't tell me it sounds like
exactly.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, and it's time to pamper the special moms in your life. And what better way than with Osea's limited edition skincare sets featuring clean, vegan, cruelty-free products that are safe for your skin and the planet. Osea is a women-founded, women-led brand that's been making seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. This Mother's Day, Osea has two limited edition sets, perfect for gifting or keeping for yourself. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for silky, smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set has everything she needs to achieve spa-level results at home. They're so beautiful, you can skip the wrapping. For a limited time, you can save up to $48 on Osea sets, plus get free shipping. That's Mother's Day made easy. Pamper the moms in your life and get 10% off your first order site-wide with code MOM at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code MOM.
Soap opera name.
Lanning?
Yeah, it does.
Yes, it does.
I reject that.
Mike Bachman sounds like a country western superstar.
And a racist.
I'm about to tell you what it sounds like.
But what does it sound like, Mike Bachman?
Well, I'll funnel it in to where you can find me, which is at the Mike Bachman. Bachman spelled B-A-C-H-M-A-N-N. But don't just go at Mike Bachman, because then you get the actor Mike Bachman, who did have a walk-on role on the hit NBC TV show Up All Night. He's on one episode, played a security guard. I actually looked up the episode. He walks up to this car, and he's like, "Everything all right, ma'am?" And like the lady says something funny, and that's like it.
Oh, that's all he's got. Great.
And yet he has...
I tweeted at him one time. I was like, "Hey, I showed up for my walk-on role on Up All Night, but they said somebody had already done it." And he was like, "Oh, you would have been perfect for that role."
Yeah. Damaro sounds like, I don't know, maybe like some kind of Italian...
Spaghetti master?
No, like either an Italian mob boss, like some kind of high-ranking lieutenant, or like a Italian filmmaker from the 60s.
Well, if you want to know more about this guy named Damaro, you can find me on Twitter at Thrifty Nerd, or you can follow my video web streaming series called the Tim Lanning and Mike Damaro Pizza Pasta and Spaghetti Hour.
Now, it's been about a month.
It's probably been like 3 months since we've done that.
Yeah, it was whenever Torchlight 2 came out. That's been like a week, right?
About a week. Hey, Strom, where can we find you, buddy?
You can find me on Twitter at Steven Strom, StevenStrom, or on sidequesting.com, where I write stuff sometimes. And in the future, we'll see how long it takes to figure out an answer or whatever, but you might be able to find me at other places soon.
Like IGN or Polygon or like GameFAQs.
I'm not going to say any of, I'm not going to affirm in any of those directions, one or the other. I will, however, say that I always think my name, Steven Strom, makes me sound like a nerdy comic book character that falls into like some superpowers somehow and has to learn responsibility.
I think that maybe would you have powers over like lightning and thunders, since your last name is almost like storm, but it's not.
Yes, for sure. Yeah, and it's funny you should mention that, because you're the first person to ever say that.
Oh, weird. That's our weird. Last names, they bring us so much creativity in people's comments.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So I feel like it would be a British character, too. I don't know why.
We're actually not on iTunes yet, because it's broken right now. But
stupid iTunes.
But we'll try to get on there as soon as we can. So, sorry.
Thank you very much, Uber fans. Tell your weird Uber other friends to be like, hey, let us add this to our podcast download service that isn't iTunes. We have a
still listen to us anyway.
Yeah,
you can add RSS feeds to iTunes. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can.
I don't know how to do that. I know how Downcast. We tweet how to do it, and it's super easy. That's what I did. But that being said, we are at dndpodcast.com, which means that we are definitely the most legit podcast in all the realm.
Oh, totally.
Very much so.
We do update more than the actual Dungeons & Dragons podcast. So.
Good for us.
All right, so I guess that's going to do it for us. Until next week, I don't have a sign-off.
Think about
writing that D20.
Keep rolling that D20, yeah. How about that?
I like that's it. Going.
Say it! Say it!
Keep rolling that D20. It's so late at night.
Strom, I'm still like a really big fan of when you sneeze and somebody says bless you, to be like, don't push your god on me.
Steven Strom is the basket mouth shark of the God bless you community.
That's what they called me back at church school.
Can I make a standard minor at will and daily power to say that Dungeons & Dragons is really fun?
I agree.
My first encounter of Dungeons & Dragons was probably, well, besides that very special episode of Recess, was when a person that was picked on a lot, that I felt should be picked on a lot, was like literally drawing his D&D character or like monsters and stuff. I was like oddly attracted but no. Like, not like sexually, but I was like,
but sexually,
but very sexually,
but sexually,
but sexually. this is probably like sixth grade, and I was like, wow, I want to do that, but I know it's a sin. It's a sin to play.
Oh no, is that a true story?
Yeah, no, totally.